5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dr. Lori is an antiques appraiser. You can visit her online at drlorive.com. And she is really the know-all when it comes to what you should be collecting, how much things are worth. And Dr. Lori has come on the air with us before and told me that my Beanie Babies are worth basically nothing, $15.
Mm-hmm. She's got a PhD. You got to trust her, Anna. All right? Mm-hmm. Trust in the process.
So the big question, Dr. Lori, earlier this week we were talking about collectibles. What are the things you should be collecting right now? I feel like it changes all the time. Is there any it thing right now that's going to hold its value?
Well, you know, on my YouTube channel, I teach everybody, and on my website, drlorive.com, I teach everybody what to look for, because that's really what you want. Once you know what you're looking for and what you should buy at the thrift store, at the yard sale, at the flea market, a lot of the stuff that you would say, oh my gosh, I didn't have any idea that could be valuable, those are the things that are valuable. It's amazing. Costume jewelry is the big one. Glass, colored glass, carnival glass, iridescent glass, Murano glass, right? These are the big things that over and over again people are collecting and like to spend money on, but you can get them at you know, any of those thrift stores that are helping charities for a couple bucks and then flip them online. I'm helping people make a lot of money by showing them what to look for, identifying those pieces, and then they're saying, wow, Dr. Lori, I didn't know it was worth that much because I only paid a couple bucks for it because I'm just following your YouTube channel. So basically, costume jewelry, colored glass, Pokemon cards, some Beanie Babies. You didn't happen to have the valuable ones, but some of them are valuable.
Not even the Princess Diana one, which I thought was the Holy Grail, but all right.
Well, it's the Holy Grail. But you also have to know when to sell because, for example, your Princess Diana one is going to go up in value in August of this year because it's the 25th anniversary of Princess Diana's death. So you're going to see a lot of press, a lot of interest about Diana in the summer. That's the time to sell it. You have to know when to sell these pieces to get top dollar.
Raven's going to be really upset when I'm a millionaire in August.
It's going to go from $21 to $25 at that point. A dollar for every year of the anniversary. I told her, Lori, if she really wants that thing to go up in value, Princess Diana actually has to rise from the dead.
Well, you know, that would be something. I guess that would make news, right? But, you know, you guys have to look for, and your listeners have to look for, the things that are of high quality. Basically, when you can identify quality, then you don't buy the junk. You leave the junk there, right? Basically, look for things like barware. I'm talking about barware all the time because so many people are collecting vintage barware. You know, the glasses that, you know, your parents were or your grandparents were drinking out of in the 60s and 70s that look like what, you know, Frank Sinatra would be having, you know, a martini in. Ooh. These kinds of pieces are very desirable and they sell for a lot of money. I have people who said, Dr. Lori, I've been following your YouTube channel. I quit my job and I'm making tens of thousands of dollars a month following your tips.
Even for the casual collector, I mean, old school barware sounds like something that it's fun to look for. It's fun to keep an eye for. And not for nothing, while I'm holding on to it, making sure its values rise, I can get a little bit of usage out of this thing, Anna.
All right, Dr. Lori, as always, really, I certainly wasn't expecting you to say any of those things, like glass and like glassware. I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but it wasn't
that.
Well,
you know, fine art will always hold its value. Painting, sculpture, those kinds of things. Architectural salvage is big. But the big ones that I'm seeing, barware, glass, particularly colored glass, costume jewelry. And I teach you what to look for right there on the website and right here with you guys.
DrLoriV.com. Thanks, Dr. Lori. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Good to see you.